This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Hello, all right. We have got Bob Seeley, the Conservative candidate here today with us. Hi, Bob. How are you feeling about the results today?
I'm just having a coffee at the moment. Let's see what happens.
And what about the campaign itself? Obviously, it's been you new to...
32-day campaign. 32-day campaign. Chosen at very short notice. We threw our heart and soul into it. I did my very best, and I was very lucky to have a really lovely team around me, and I'm very grateful to them. Could not have done it without them. So let's see. I mean, we don't even know what the result is, but you know, we worked very hard.
Nationally, obviously, things aren't looking quite so strong and stable for Theresa May in terms of what's happening with the exit poll. We're seeing a lot going on with some key players like Amber Rudd, looking like she's going to be losing her seat tonight. Do you think this is a wise move of Theresa May to call this election after all?
There's only one poll that counts. I know it's a bit of a cliche. There is only one poll that counts. Let's wait and see. Conservatives could have a 30-seat majority in 6 hours' time.
But some of those key players, surely this, if Theresa May isn't getting that majority...
I'm not going to get hot under the collar about what may happen. Let's find out what will happen.
Okay, so if
I know you wanted to
right here,
like it's happened,
yes.
But it hasn't actually happened.
Okay, I know it hasn't happened. But if it doesn't happen, and she doesn't increase her majority, would you like to see Theresa May continue to lead the Conservative Party?
No, sorry, I'm not. I haven't even got myself elected yet. I mean, this is. I think Theresa May is great, and I'm not going to start speculating about her job. Absolutely not. And we don't even know the result here.
And obviously, taking over from Andrew Turner as the candidate for the Isle of Wight, shoes to fill. Do you think that the electorate who would be voting for you today is just a continuation from Andrew Turner? Have you picked up or lost any from his kind of vote? What do you think about that?
I very much hope we're picking up votes. There are good indications that we've increasing our numbers, but I'm not sure. We've just got to wait and see. You're asking me lots of questions as if we're talking about stuff that has happened when it has not happened yet. So let's wait and see. Clearly, we want to increase our majority because we want to reach out to younger voters, to older voters, to voters across the age and all sort of genders and backgrounds and what have you, to get our message out to everybody. So clearly, yeah, I'd love everyone to vote Conservative because I think it's the best thing for the country. But in a free society, people have differences of opinion, so we're trying to reach out to as many people as possible.
Okay, so looking back at the campaign itself over the last 30 days, obviously, and going through the other candidates and the hustings events and things, how have you found the campaign? Lots of people saying there's been issues with being quite fractious and things going on on Facebook between other camps, especially over on the left. But what's your view of what's been going on?
I think for the most part, it's been an honest campaign. Pay tribute to most of the candidates, I think, have been really nice. And I think Julian has been an excellent Labour candidate, actually. And Julie Jones-Evans, lovely lady. Daryl, good bloke for UKIP. And Nick, I think, has actually done himself proud for the Lib Dems, and I think he's got a bright future, top man. So I pay tribute to most of the candidates. Endlessly been unpleasant and personal, but whatever. But I'm going to look to the positives, not the negatives.
Okay, thank you very much. For having a chat with me today. Hopefully, we can, when we have a little bit more concrete things, we can talk about.
Fantastic.
Okay, thank you. www.vectisradio.com